When the mural of Puerto Rican baseball legend Roberto Clemente at Azalea Park Little League field was vandalized recently, community leaders and parents were devastated. The mural, which was completely covered up with black paint, seemed to many to be the only uplifting thing about the aging field. The 53-year-old park is the oldest Little League field in the state, and it's showing its age. Anthills pockmark the landscape, and weeds spring up through the field. With its broken fences and scarred concession stands, the dugout is an eyesore. So when the mural was vandalized, Carlos Guzman, president of the city's Puerto Rican Leadership Council, demanded action. He wrote to Mayor Buddy Dyer and the city council asking that the city revamp and maintain the neglected field located next to Azalea Park Elementary School. The Orange County Public School Board agreed to repaint the mural and give the field a facelift in mid-March, but as of this writing, Guzman was still waiting for elected officials to respond to his letter. The city has invested plenty in the future of professional sports in Orlando. Millions of public dollars were put toward constructing the Amway Center for the Orlando Magic, and millions more have been dedicated to building a new professional soccer stadium for the Orlando City Soccer Club. Now it's time to invest in the future of the city's kids, who also deserve to have nice things.